Take your Bible tonight and go with me for a moment to the 6th chapter of John, then to the 16th chapter of Exodus. I want to share briefly a message I simply call the Gospel from the Manna. The Gospel from the Manna. In John 6, verse 47, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." Anybody here believe tonight?
Yes.
He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Jesus says he is the bread. It is his body that was broken, that was torn, that was ripped, where the nails went in, where the spear, the thorns pierced him, his flesh. This night we remember his flesh. He said, "I am the bread. If you take of it, you have eternal life." But he pulls out a little Old Testament truth. And he says that your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. They didn't believe. Let's look at that for a moment. Exodus 16, just quickly to see those verses beginning in verse 13. Exodus 16 and 13. So it came about at evening that the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. And when the layer of dew evaporated, behold, on the surface of the wilderness there was a fine flake-like thing, fine as the frost on the ground. And when the sons of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "Manna." That's a Hebrew word that means, "What is it?" And a New American Standard translates that, transliterates the word. They said to one another, "What is it?" It's the word manna. And we have taken that Hebrew word and put it in our vocabulary. Some of you even read a little booklet called Manna in the Morning. The bread of life. They said, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It's the bread which the Lord's given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man as much as he should eat. You shall take an omer apiece according to the number of persons each of you has in his tent." And so you know the story if you've read your Old Testament. 6 days a week they would gather the manna. 40 years they ate manna. The Bible says when they went into Canaan and they ate of the fruit of the land, the manna stopped. But God provided for them with the manna. It was a bread, white, had a honey taste to it when you read more about it. What is it? Let me just give you a few things to think about this manna. Remember, the gospel from the manna. 6 things very quickly. Number one, manna was needed. They were starving to death. They didn't have anything to eat, couldn't plant a garden on the move. It was needed. Let me tell you, every person in the world needs the bread of life. It's needed. Nothing else can satisfy your soul save Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Number two, it was the gift of God. They didn't earn it. They couldn't grow it. They couldn't make it. They couldn't bake it. It was a gift of God. Let me tell you, eternal life to you, you can't grow it, you can't earn it, you can't bake it, you can't dream it up. It is a gift given unto you. The gospel from the manna. It was needed. It was the gift of God. Number three, it was satisfying. They would eat and it would fill them. Some of you have a lostness in your soul tonight, a craving. There is an emptiness in every heart that is Christless. There is an empty space that only Jesus can fill. And I tell you, He is the satisfier. As the manna was in the wilderness, so is Jesus as the bread of life. It is the gospel from the manna. It was needed. It was the gift of God. It was satisfying. Number four, don't miss this, it was within the reach of all. God put the manna on the ground, not in the treetops. You didn't have to be some strength super person to climb the tree to reach up and get it. He put it where everyone, even a boy or a girl, could reach it. And that's the way the gospel comes. It comes to all of us. It comes to every one of us, and it comes within our grasp. For some of you, Jesus is right in front of you tonight. You just need to reach out and take Him. The gospel from the manna, it was within the reach of all. Number five, it had to be personally received. You had to take the manna for yourself. Boys and girls, your mom and daddy can't believe for you to get you to heaven. You got to believe for yourself. This husband and wife baptized tonight. The husband's the head of the home, but he can't believe for that wife. She has to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, as many as received Him, to them gave He the right and the power to become the children of God. As many, each one that would receive Him. That manna, the gospel from the manna, it had to be personally received. And number six, it was the only means they had of saving their lives in the wilderness. There was no other way. There was nothing else to eat. It was the gospel from the manna. I'm telling you, there is no other way under heaven for you to go to heaven but through Jesus Christ the Lord. He is it. He's not the best way. He's not a great way. He's the only way. You say, preacher, that's awful narrow-minded. Well, just hear from the lips of our Lord. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man, no woman goes to the Father but that He comes through me. Now, Jesus was either the most arrogant, egotistical man that ever lived, or He was the very Son of God that paved the way for us. It was the only means of saving their lives. As we come to the Lord's table tonight, I want to ask you a question. Do you know that you're going to heaven? If you were to die tonight, do you know? Are you 100% sure? Let me tell you, Jesus is the means, the only means. And if you'll trust Him, He'll save you tonight. I was reading this week. Read about Albert Einstein. Every year, Time magazine says such and such is the man or the person of the year. Einstein, by Time magazine, was named the man of the century. Many say smartest man has ever been. Story I read this week about Einstein. He left Princeton. And he was going on a trip on the railroad. He got in his car, in the rail car, and he was clickety-clack down the way, and as they did back in those days, the agent would come by and punch your ticket. Well, Einstein was brilliant. He also was a little absent-minded, and he lost his ticket. He was looking all over. He couldn't find it, and train conductor said, Professor, I know who you are, and I know you purchased a ticket, and everything is fine. Don't worry about it. So he went on, and when he came back, he said the scientist was on his hands and knees looking under the seat. And he said, I told you, sir, I know who you are, and everything's fine. To which this account said Einstein looked at him and said, I know who I am, and I know that you know who I am. I'm just trying to find this ticket because I need to know where I'm going. You know where you're going today? There's just two choices, heaven or hell. You got to have your ticket punched. And Jesus has already punched the ticket. When they punched him, the ticket was validated. For he took all of your sin upon himself and died for you. If you would but believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him, he will save you.